AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Investigators say police were called to Robert Cremo III's home in September 2019. Family members say he was threatening them with a variety of knives. Lake County, Illinois Sheriff Deputy Chief Christopher Covelli, in this from WLS, says the knives were taken away, but Cremo wasn't arrested.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were arrests.
Police say the 21-year-old is accused of firing more than 70 rounds from a legally purchased AR-15-style rifle into the crowd watching yesterday's 4th of July parade. Seven people are dead, some 30 others wounded. President Biden orders U.S. flags on government buildings and facilities to be flown at half-staff until Saturday in respect for the victims. The president presents the nation's highest military award, the Medal of Honor, to four Army soldiers who saw combat in the Vietnam War.
50 years since the jungles of Vietnam, where as young men these soldiers first proved their mettle. But time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude that we as a nation owe them.
Three of the men are still alive. Smithville Foods settles a lawsuit by restaurants and caterers accusing the company of conspiring with others to inflate pork prices. Smithville, owned by a Hong Kong company, will pay $42 million in the settlement. That lawsuit remains pending against other major pork producers, including Hormel and Tyson. A mixed close on the day for Wall Street. The Dow dropped 129, while the S&P posted a modest gain of 6 points. NASDAQ had a good day, closing up 1.7%, 194 points. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson loses a couple of cabinet members. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak resigned within minutes of each other after Johnson apologized and admitted he changed his story about handling allegations of sexual misconduct by a senior staff member.
There's no place in this government for anybody who is predatory or who abuses their position of power.
Chris Pincher resigned over complaints he groped two men at a private club. Johnson originally said he wasn't aware of any allegations when he promoted Pincher. Now he says he thought an earlier complaint was cleared up.
If I had my time again, I would think back on it and recognize that he wasn't going to learn any lesson. He wasn't going to change.
Both Sunak and Javid could be in line to lead the Conservative Party if Johnson is forced out.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.